This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Nice to be with you this afternoon. I'm Bruce Claggett filling in. Welcome back to Vancouver Consumer. Before we get to our guest Graham Huguet and talk about the My House Design Build team, let's get some consumer news. Well, there is no doubt about it, the cost of driving has gone up this weekend, with the price of a liter of gas hitting about $2.18 at some Vancouver area stations. Those in the industry blame the hike on the annual switch to summer blends at the refineries. But there is also that increase in the carbon tax, which came into effect earlier in the week. BC and Ontario are expected to have the largest declines in housing starts right through the rest of the year. This according to the Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation. CMHC warns developers might struggle to boost even apartment construction as costs continue to rise. Countrywide, CMHC expects housing prices to rebound to last year's levels and hit new record highs by 2026. Let's talk about the airlines. Let's talk about WestJet. WestJet has introduced a new paid seat option that takes effect on April the 10th. Passengers who book economy seats on Boeing 737s or 787s can now choose an option called Extended Comfort. What is Extended Comfort? Well, it comes with extended legroom, priority boarding, and it includes a boozy drink. The added cost will be about $30 each way. It is a huge deal for medical devices used in the war against heart disease. Johnson & Johnson has agreed to buy heart device maker Shockwave Medical for $12.5 billion U.S. That's $17 billion Canadian. The move is the latest deal as Johnson & Johnson goes full speed ahead into all aspects of heart health. Goodbye, deep fakes. Facebook parent company Meta promises to crack down on content that is altered or completely manufactured, but the approach will be to label the material as made with AI. That's instead of trying to get rid of it altogether. The decision comes as the United States heads into its presidential election campaign. Well, coming up after the break on Vancouver Consumer, Graham Huguet with My House Design Build Team joins us from the My House Parade of Renovated Homes. We will chat about everything from energy efficiency and upgrades to secondary suites, two very topical issues right now. That when we come back after a short break.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
This is Vancouver Consumer. I'm Bruce Claggett filling in today. Our guest is Graham Huguet with My House Design Build Team. He's been a very busy man, especially this weekend. Graham, I understand you're just coming off a pretty big event. The My House Parade of Renovated Homes. Hope that went well. I take it it did.
Oh, what a great day, Bruce. Yeah, we just literally finished up just minutes ago, and we had an open house of three different homes, two that were completely renovated and one in construction. So we had great conversations. People came out, met with our staff, our design team, our production team, and even a couple of our homeowners were at their homes and answering questions of people. So it was a great day. And, you know, I love meeting people. And so people came out, you know, with their ideas. What can I do with my home? What can I do with my kitchen? What can I do with my outdoor space? And we just had great conversations.
Graham, information really is key. And when they come out pumped up, there is another avenue, and some people may not be aware of this, but you do webinars on Thursday nights, don't you?
Yeah, you can be in your pajamas, have your favorite beverage, and we do a live, it's not recorded, Zoom webinar, and we have like about five different topics. So best thing to do is go to our website, which is myhousedesignbuild.com. And right on the homepage says register for webinars. And when you click on that, it'll give you a whole listing of all the different topics that we have coming up. And tune in. We have not only myself doing webinars, but our design team is part of different topics, and looking forward to getting people's questions answered each and every night.
For those who are the uninitiated, let's talk a little bit about what you do, what information you provide, and why people really should take an interest in coming to you.
Well, you know, in this climate especially, people have learned, especially these last 4 years, their home is their sanctuary. And, you know, we are in a great location here in the Greater Vancouver area, or throughout BC for that matter, that, you know, values of homes continue to rise. Value of the property we live on continue to rise. So the best place to invest is in our homes. And not just to make things look good, but some of the things that people are looking for today are making their home more energy efficient, making it more functional, making it more healthy to live in. You know, we definitely have learned that with things like the wildfires and smoke, and not to mention what we went through in 2020 and 2021, having a home that is healthy and a place that we can bring our family and friends to and feel good about. That's what we do. So we focus on people's living spaces, whether that's renovating their home. It could be renovating a kitchen, a bathroom. It could be adding or changing how the space is, maybe making a basement suite for a family member or for a rental. It might be adding on space. It could be looking at maybe building something new, whether that's a laneway, a carriage home, or completely new custom home. So we design, plan, permit, we do all the engineering, all of the planning, and then we do all the construction. So we are a design build company that helps you take whatever size project you have from start to completion.
It sounds like you have to bring together a lot of experts in different areas to get a overall picture. And you do that, don't you?
We do it, and we do that in-house. Most builders and even most designers focus in one area. We actually have our own design staff, including architects, interior design, landscape, and mechanical design. And so we're able to talk to people right up front in terms of not just what their design and plans will be, but what the costs will be of construction. And we're able to be realistic in terms of their overall timing and knowing what it takes in terms of their calendar to get a project going with permits or whatever might be required for them.
People can see an example of this by going to your website, which is myhousedesignbuild.com. Really an easy one to remember, as is, by the way, the phone number, 604-MY-HOUSE. But I'm fascinated by that team approach. That isn't what everybody in the industry is doing, is it?
Lots of people talk about it, but usually what they mean is they have subcontractors or they have other companies that they network with, versus we walk down the hall and talk to each other about each of our clients' projects, and we come together and work as a team. And even our construction staff, who isn't obviously working in the building, they're on sites. They come in for regular meetings, and we collaborate together, thinking through the entire process. And, you know, we have been fortunate over the years to win many different awards, both nationally as well as local awards, and even awards in special areas like the Okanagan or Vancouver Island. But the ones I'm most proud of are our team awards. We have been Custom Builder of the Year for the BC Georgie Awards. And for seven consecutive years, we have been BC Georgie Award Renovator of the Year. And that isn't about a project. It's about how we operate as a company, as a team, how we deal with finances, how we deal with our clients, our reputation, our A-plus Better Business Bureau rating. All of those things go into that. And so I'm very proud of our team. Our people are what make the difference for us. And that's what our clients say about us as well.
You mentioned renovations, but that's not just the only thing you do. There can be, right from the start to finish, a whole new design, right?
So you can build a new home. Obviously, a new home can be whatever it is that you're allowed to do and that you want to do. Renovations can take on that same light. A lot of times people come to us and they go, you know, is it better to renovate or is it better to tear down and build new? What should I do? And because we are also licensed builders, I feel we can give an unbiased opinion on that. We can talk about what the pros and cons are of both directions. And a lot of times people can do far more in a renovation than they realize. Sometimes you have the ability to grandfather in past bylaws that if you were to tear down your home, you might have restrictions or changes in the bylaws that if you tore down, you have to adhere to. Whereas in renovations, you're able to keep what you have and maybe grandfather in opportunities to do more with your property. And you're also more green, if you will. It's more energy, more sustainable in working with your existing home. You're not putting something into the landfill. You're able to restore and keep a lot of what you have. So what we first do with people is we go through a process we call feasibility. And no matter what size project, if you're looking just to renovate a kitchen or a family room or even an outside deck or landscaping, we go through a feasibility process, which answers the question, is this feasible? I mean, people come to us with, you know, their wants and their have-tos and their wish list, but they also come to us with their budget. And so we want to be able to get the right information for them to be able to figure out, okay, what fits in their budget and maybe what doesn't fit in their budget? What can they accomplish in their goals for their family? And then they can make quality decisions going forward.
We're talking with Graham Huge. MyHouseDesignBuild.com is the website. The phone number, 604-MY-HOUSE. Graham, when somebody wants to take that step, and that may be kind of a scary step to take, you do have a complimentary consultation, don't you?
You bet. I tell people, if you put the coffee pot on, maybe have a cookie or two, you know, that I'll come over. We as a team will come over, look at what you're thinking of doing, hear your ideas, talk about your budget, your timeline, and then be able to actually see your home and give you direct feedback right then. That's the best way, especially for renovations, is to have a meeting in your home so we can talk about what it is you're looking to do. If you're looking to build something new, like a new home or a laneway, or you're looking to develop your property, maybe there's lots of jurisdictions now that allow us to expand and maybe do duplex or triplex or up to six different homes now in certain areas of the Lower Mainland. You can come into our office and sit down and we can go through with mapping and talk about the bylaws and talk about what you can do there as well.
It looks like there are lots of things to talk about, lots of decisions that could be made, but there must be some themes right now that really pop out for people that are front and center that you see more of. What are they?
Well, we hear lots of advertising about rebates. We hear a lot of things about incentives for people to make their home more energy efficient, like new high-performance energy efficient windows or upgrading their heating and cooling system, maybe incorporating a heat pump, upgrading and changing how their hot water is produced for the home, better insulation, making their home more comfortable, but also more healthy in terms of its quality of air. So all of those types of things, there's over $20,000 in grants and rebates and tax incentives. In fact, there's some specialty ones. If you are looking to add a suite in your home and you want to incorporate that for a family member over the age of 65, there's tax benefits and rebates available for doing that. Also, if you're looking to meet a family member's medical needs, that might be for aging in place or what we call access. It might be for putting a lift in, putting an elevator in. It might be just for converting a tub area into a nice accessible shower area, or it might be creating better air quality in the home for people who have respiratory issues, asthma, allergies. Those also count towards some of the grants, rebates, and tax incentives when you do that for family members as well.
And it's not just one or the other. You can make a home healthier and more green or efficient and still better looking, right?
I think they go hand in glove. They really do. And we take a more holistic approach to a home. So as we're talking about, hey, I'd like to have a nice, more beautiful kitchen, we do talk about the things that make that a more healthy space, a more functional space, and get the best value from your investment. Because that's, at the end of the day, that's what people want. They want good value and functionality in a home that they are proud of and they love to be in.
Graham, it sounds like this is something that you talk a lot about at the webinars. I want to pick up just a second on some of those other topics. When people come to you, what topics are you hearing about that you want to talk about when you have your Thursday nights?
Well, some people live in condos and townhouses, or I'll just put that under a strata property. That's a topic all by itself, because some of the things that you can or can't do, or how you go about approaching them, that's different. So we have that topic all by itself as a webinar. We've actually won several Georgie Awards and Local Haven Awards for best condo renovations, best townhouse renovations. So not only making them look good, but also function better, but also working within the bylaws of the strata. So that's a very popular topic. We also, I'd say the most viewed of our webinars is on kitchens and bathrooms, because everyone has one, and that's the heart of the home. And it's not just about a nice kitchen, but also how it ties into the rest of the home, the functionality, maybe into the living space or the living room or the family room, or even tying it into the outdoors. So those are the two top topics that people are interested in right now.
It's funny that you say that, and I have to mention my wife when she talks about renovations of our home. The two places she talks about, the bathroom and the kitchen, they come up first, and then everything else. Once you start in one area, you have to continue with the others. I guess that's not too uncommon, is it?
It's not uncommon. You know, we have some specialty topics that get lots of interest, like multi-generational family homes. You know, more and more, we're finding that, you know, parents are either moving in with their kids or the kids are moving in with the parents, which often leads to grandparents or grandchildren. And so in many cultures, obviously, people do that all the time and have been doing that. We see it more and more for economic reasons these days, too.
We're talking with Graham Huguet. By the way, once again, the website, myhousedesignbuild.com, the phone number is 604. My house, and we will continue our chat with Graham when we come back on Vancouver Consumer.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
This is Vancouver Consumer. I'm Bruce Claggett filling in, and we've been talking with Graham Huguet and talking about some of the great work, by the way, done at, and here are the websites, myhousedesignbuild.com, phone number 604-MY-HOUSE. And along with his team, Graham, you've been looking at many different things in Vancouver and the Vancouver area, but something that comes up time and time again, and is really a hot topic right now, are these additional legal suites that could be added to homes. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, people have wanted to have sometimes a mortgage helper, as they used to call them, where they have a rental suite. And there's a right way to do it, and then there's a not right way to do it. So we use the term legal suite because that is how the city wants you to do things properly. And then it's really what adds the best value to your equity in your home. If you do it properly and you've got the permits in place, then that adds tremendous value. When people try to skip around those types of things and not get the proper permits, or they just try to make a place, you know, it really could affect your insurance in a negative way. You may find yourself, if there's ever a problem where you don't have insurance, a lot of insurances have clauses that if you do work in your home, and you haven't followed proper permitting and what the bylaws and jurisdictions, that you may find yourself with insurance that has been voided. So you got to be really, really careful about things like that. But also in the future, if you ever sell the house, you now have to do a full disclosure of what you've done without permits. And so sometimes people do home improvements or converting a space like a basement into a suite without permits, or a previous owner did. And when it comes time to sell, it actually gets discounted because there's so many things that have to be redone or done properly. So we explain what things need to be done, how they need to be done, and why. And homeowners understand and see the value in that. And so when you're thinking of any sort of renovation, whether it's to the main part of your home or just part of your home, or as you brought up, a suite area, a suite can be a basement, but it also could be an addition that you put on. It could be on a second story. We've done heritage homes where we've had a suite in the bottom, but we've also had a suite in the top. So, you know, there's lots of ways to look at things. We just sit down and look at what people's needs are. Is this going to be for a rental purpose? Is it for a family member? And sometimes in some jurisdictions, you're able to do more than one thing. You're able to have your primary home. You're able to have a secondary suite that's made legal. And then you're able to maybe have a laneway or a carriage home as well. So you can have different entities on a property. Or maybe you can even divide that property into a strata where you actually have like triplex or quadplex, where you have multiple homes, if you will, on that one property. So there's lots of opportunities for doing that. We sit down and share with you what you can do with your property.
Graham, I find that approach fascinating, where you can actually have somebody that comes to you with a idea in mind, and that's great, but you've got the moxie to tell them that here's something to think about, and the creativity to go ahead and tell them and take a look at the whole home and make suggestions that could actually benefit them.
Yeah, we definitely try to take a consultative approach. We don't try and sell people on a project or doing that work or having us do that work. If you invite us to our home for a cup of coffee, as I always suggest, you know, we do a complimentary consultation, walk through the home, sit down with you at your kitchen table, have a cup of coffee and talk about what your ideas are and give you straightforward feedback and consult with you on, you know, what things cost, how long things take to do, and have a realistic plan. And because we are a design build company, we have in-house, we have our architects and interior design. We also handle the mechanical. Mechanical means things like your heating, your cooling, your electrical, your plumbing. We're able to look at all those things and give you realistic understanding of what you can do and what you should do.
We're talking with Graham Huguet with the My House Design Build team. Graham, I know that some people go ahead and do things wrong, and we don't really want to talk about that, but can you help bail out a do-it-yourself, gone bad nightmare?
Well, I think the biggest thing that people sort of do wrong is they take on a project and just focus on that project. And what I mean by that, for example, they go, I'm going to renovate the kitchen, and they take that as a project, and that's wonderful. But they may have other things they're thinking of doing over the next 3, 4, 5, 6 years. I always encourage people, come up with a master plan first. What will the end result be? And then you can pull out of that master plan what your overall end plan will be, projects. But if you don't know what the end result will be, you can often find yourself doing a project and then redoing some things or limiting what you can do in the future because you made these decisions. And so I think that's one of the biggest things we hear from our clients is sitting down, looking at things in a holistic manner, talking about energy efficiency, talking about sustainability, talking about functionality, and then talking about, hey, I want this to look nice. And pulling those ideas together realistically, because people's lives change. You know, they right now they may be with a small family with young kids, but soon those are teenagers and soon those are young adults. Or maybe it's parents who are aging and you're going to make space for them in the coming years. And you need to think that through. There's lots of things to talk about as we have our property. So we try and take that holistic long view approach when we're consulting with people.
Do you ever get people that also talk about kids leaving the nest and maybe what you can do in retirement in turning parts of a home into something else?
Absolutely. I think that's, you know, people have that transition more and more. I will say that, you know, as a dad of young adults, and including married and with grandchildren now, they don't always totally leave. So they're always
true, or they
back,
can leave and come back.
That's right. Whether it's to visit for short term, or sometimes circumstances in kids' lives or in parents' lives change. And, you know, and so having a home that's able to adapt to those different circumstances. And, you know, you can repurpose how a house functions. And as we get older, we also like things different than we did 10, 20 years ago. And the houses have changed. How we live has changed. If you have a single family home, you know, we don't just live inside, we live outside. So how do you bring the outdoors in? How do you integrate? A lot of homes have these small rooms, you know, got a living room here and a dining room here and a kitchen here and a little kitchenette there and everything divided. People don't live that way. If you've entertained any group of people, they all stand around in the kitchen with their cup of coffee or their glass of wine. And while you're cooking, you know, and people want that open feel. They want to be incorporated into that atmosphere of, you know, the kitchen. Yes, it's a hub, but it's not just a box. It's part of a bigger space. And so people are looking to, how can I change the functionality of my home to accommodate my lifestyle, what we currently do, our kids when they visit or when they're living here or as we entertain. So again, we look holistically at what people are doing. You know, we've been very fortunate over these years to win over 100 industry related awards, including best interior design, best kitchen on a budget, best renovation on a budget. Those are great things. Many things like custom builder of the year. But the awards that I'm most proud of are our team awards, because they really talk about how we work with our clients. Like, we've been BC Georgie Award renovator of the year for 7 consecutive years. And that's because we take this holistic approach and we talk to people about their budgets, about what their goals are, and come up with good plans. But then we also run our company properly. It's how we handle finances. It's how we support our community. It's our Better Business Bureau A+ rating. It's all of those things go into those team awards.
We're talking with Graham Hughey, My House Design Build Team, and talking about the team there. I like that word, the team in there. You hear that a lot from you. People probably can pick up on that vibe if they go to any of your events. And I know you have some future events planned, don't you?
Well, we're going to be with the Home Builders Association of Vancouver, Haven, at the Van Dusen Gardens, third week of April, Saturday, 10 till 3. You can go onto our website and register for free. There'll be many other designers, architects, and builders like myself there. We will have several different topics that we'll be talking on, and you'll be able to talk to us in person. And it's a great place to come to and enjoy the Van Dusen Gardens after our seminars and our exhibits. But every Thursday night, you can be in your pajamas and have your cup of coffee, and you can tune in with us at our webinars. We have different topics every Thursday night that you can tune in and listen to, register for free. And we have a conversation about those topics and get your questions answered. Or pick up the phone, call us at 604 My House, ask for myself, and I'd be happy to come over. One of us would come over, look at your home, give you some ideas, have a cup of coffee, and just talk through what you're considering.
You know, some people listening to this, they've heard a lot about houses, but we do have a lot of people living in strata developments, townhouses, that sort of thing. There is a place for doing something special, even in a townhouse, isn't there?
We do a lot of strata projects, like renovating of condos and townhouses. There's a little bit different process because you have that strata and the strata rules, but we're so used to that. We actually have a dedicated team just for doing those types of projects because it's very specialized. You want to have a small team that can go in and take things apart, put them back together, follow all of the guidance that's needed for keeping things clean around the area, and do it in a very timely manner. But, you know, a lot of times people also in a condo, they have these little tiny spaces, especially the kitchen. The kitchen's often the little tiny galley kitchen. And they ask us, can we open this up? And so we do some investigations, we look at the plans, and even in a concrete high rise, a lot of times you can open up that space. And so we talk to them of what they can do to make it more functional for them too.
And Graham, the reason why I mention this is because people can come forward with their questions, no matter what their circumstances are, and have a chat with you when they turn up at the Home and Renovation Show on Saturday, April 20th at Van Dusen Gardens. They can mention what their circumstances are and know that you're open to talking to them about where they're at, right?
Exactly. People bring pictures, sometimes some hand sketches, and say, hey, I'm thinking of doing this in my home. What's your feedback? And we love those conversations. And that's what we can do at Van Dusen Gardens. That's even people on our webinars. They'll submit questions that they'd like to get answered that we don't record our webinars. We do them live so we can answer those questions. And we take a question and answer period also at the end. And then if you choose, you can invite us over for a complimentary consultation at your home. And I just encourage you to put on the coffee or the tea and we'll sit down and talk through your ideas.
Awesome. Thanks so much. And once again, if people want to find out more information, they can go to your website, myhousedesignbuild.com. And the phone number is so easy. Love this for radio when you have these, ones you can remember, not just a bunch of digits. It's 604-MY-HOUSE. 604-MY-HOUSE for the phone number. Graham, thank you.
Thanks. Been a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Okay. My thanks to Graham Huguet with My House Design Build Team. We'll take a short break. And when Vancouver Consumer comes back, a look at some of the events and happenings around town.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back to Vancouver Consumer. I'm Bruce Claggett filling in this weekend. Hard to believe it is now April, and we are definitely ready to say goodbye to the winter. Pretty mild winter, in fact. But a big hello to spring is here, and here's what's happening around town. Are you a big fan of classic comics? What about toys? The Vancouver Comic and Toy Show is underway this weekend. It features collectible toys, superhero memorabilia, comic books, and other similar pop culture items. Well, this event is absolutely free, and it takes place at Vancouver's Roundhouse Community Center. Starting next week on Thursday and running right through until April the 14th, it is Art Vancouver. That's organized by the Vancouver Visual Art Foundation. And since 2015, Art Vancouver has included close to, about 100 galleries and artists from around the world for a celebration of contemporary art. More information about the exhibits, some of the lectures that will be taking place, and the venues on where this takes place, all that can be found at Vancouver Visual Art Foundation's website. It is tulip season, and nothing says spring like that color splash. The Abbotsford Tulip Festival is now underway, and it continues right through until May 12th. You may have seen the rows and rows of tulips right by Highway 1. Well, if you want to get up close to them, snap a few pictures, and post those to social media, you can. Don't worry about food, by the way. There are food trucks on site. Tickets for this run from about $8 to $15. The Tulip Festival takes place off Marion Road in Abbotsford. My thanks to producer Jonathan Chung and our guest today on Vancouver Consumer, and to you for joining us. I'm Bruce Claggett. Have a great rest of your weekend.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.